Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Let your face shine on us, O God, and we shall be saved. Light who made the stars, O dawning light of faith for all, O Christ, you save the universe. Now hear your people when we call. Compassion moved your loving heart when death assailed all humankind. You came to save a weary world, the sick to heal, the lost to find. As this old world sank down towards night, a groom appeared to start the feast. From Virgin Mother, bread and light, new day, new life, new joy increased. Before your name, O gentle Lord, may every creature bend the knee, may silent stars and planets praise the one whose love sets all things free. Be with us, Lord, this Advent night, as winter wombs our earth with snow, as cold and darkness play their part, gestating life from death below. All glory, honor, thanks, and praise to Abba and Emmanuel, and to the Spirit in whose love all life and love forever dwell. Amen. On that promised day, all the peaks will drip with newest wine, and the hills will flow with milk and honey. Alleluia. O Holy One, you have blessed your land and averted the destruction of Jacob. You forgave your people's iniquity, covering all of their shame. You blessed them and raised up new hope, forgiving with merciful love. Revive us now, God our helper. Refine us with the fire of your love. Restore once again our life, that all people may rejoice in you. Show us your love and compassion, and grant us your saving help. I will hear what Adonai has to say, speaking with a voice of peace. Peace for this people and the saints who turn their hearts to love. New life is drawing near, glory is filling the land. Kindness and faithfulness have embraced, righteousness and peace have kissed. Truth sprouts from the earth, while justice leans down from heaven. Adonai will grant what is good, and earth will bear her fruit. Justice will walk ahead, and guide us in the ways of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. On that promised day, all the peaks will drip with newest wine, and the hills will flow with milk and honey. Alleluia. Rejoice greatly, daughter of Zion. Thrill with happiness, O daughter of Jerusalem. Alleluia. Shout joy to the One, O you just. Those who love can't help but sing praise. Give thanks, plucking strings of your harp. On a lute with 10 strings, sing your psalms. Oh, sing a song that is new. Play loudly with the best of your skill. For the word of the Creator is truth, and all creation reflects its beauty. This lover of justice and truth fills the earth with great love. With a word, the heavens are made. With a breath, all the stars appear. The waves of the sea are collected and stored as a treasure in the deep. May all peoples be astounded, all on earth stand in wonder and awe. When love speaks, creation is freed, and all that is springs into being. To plan without love leads to nothing. Such designs will crumble and fall. Love's design will stand forever, the plans of compassion for ages. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Rejoice greatly, daughter of Zion. Thrill with happiness, O daughter of Jerusalem. Alleluia. See now approaching the greatest prophet, one at last to restore Jerusalem. Alleluia. How happy the nations who listen, the peoples who respond to this love. For God love holds all things together, while guarding the children of earth. Preparing all things from eternity, ready to share all we need, into our hands and our hearts, bestowing what makes us free. A nation is not saved by its army, a general not saved by his strength. Weapons, mere outward expressions of greed in fearful hearts. None of this leads to safety. This kind of power cannot save. But God's love is always at hand for those whose hearts are open to rescue their lives from destruction, to feed them in times of famine. Our whole being is waiting for God, whose love is both help and shield. Our hearts rejoice in this wonder. We trust in the name of the Holy One. May your love be upon us, O God, for we place all our hope in you. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. See now approaching the greatest prophet, one at last to restore Jerusalem. Alleluia.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. It is now the hour to wake from sleep. Our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is advanced, the day is at hand. Let us therefore throw off the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God.
You heavens, open from above, that clouds may rain the just one. You heavens, open from above, that clouds may rain the just one. Do not be angry, Lord our God. No longer be mindful that we have sinned before you. See how Zion, your city, now is left abandoned. Zion is left unguarded now. Jerusalem now is desolate. City that claimed your loving blessing and worked for your glory. City where our ancestors sang your praises. You heavens, open from above, that clouds may rain the just one. You heavens, open from above, that clouds may rain the just one. Behold, the name of Adonai is heard from afar, and all the world is filled with God's glory. My heart is radiant with Adonai. My whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name. Whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches, rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Behold, the name of Adonai is heard from afar, and all the world is filled with God's glory.
Let us call on the Beloved, the happiness of all who wait for God's reign. Come, O love, do not delay. We wait in joyful hope for your love to appear again. You created the world, freeing all things to be. Walk with us now in beauty and peace. You came to share life to the full. Free all creation to flourish together. You gather all in your loving embrace. Show us again your radiant face.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Stir up your love, O Jesus, and come. As a mother hen spreads her wings to gather her brood, extend your arms to gather and protect us. Free us to bring the warmth of your love to a world freezing in loneliness and fear. For yours is the glory and power of love, now and forever. Amen. May the peace of the Holy One, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and our minds in Jesus, our Emmanuel. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Loving Mother of our Savior, holding open heaven's only hope, star for steerage in this vastness, rise to help us save the sinking. Nature's greatest wonder, you have borne your own true Maker, giving human life to him. Virgin ever before and after, that good news from Gabriel, word of life for living, tell it now, mercy to all people. The angel of the Lord brought the message to Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. We ask, O God, that we who have been privileged to receive the good news of the incarnation of Christ, your Son, may be prepared through his passion and cross to approach also to the glory of his resurrection, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen.